Many dwarves leaving their old cities in Ered Luin go to Moria and swell its numbers. Durin is the name that the dwarves used for the eldest of the seven fathers of their race and the ancestors of all the kings of the Longbeards. He slept alone until in the deeps of time and the awakening of that people he came to Azanulbazar, and in the caves above Kaled Zaram in the east of the Misty Mountains he made his dwelling, where afterwards were the mines of Moria renowned in song. There he lived so long that he was known far and wide as Durin the Deathless. Yet in the end he died before the elder days had passed, and his tomb was in Khazad-dûm. But his line never failed. Five times an heir was born in his house, so like to his forefather that he received the name of Durin. He was indeed held by the dwarves to be the deathless that returned, for they have many strange tales and beliefs concerning themselves and their fate in the world. After the end of the first age, the power and wealth of Khazad-dûm was much increased, for it was enriched by many people and much lore and craft, when the ancient cities of Nogrod and Balagost in the Blue Mountains were ruined at the breaking of Thangorodrim. In the Fellowship of the Ring it is told how at the Council of Elrond in the Third Age, Glóin the dwarf spoke at that time when, amid the splendour of their works of hands, the hearts of the dwarves of the Lonely Mountains were troubled. He said, "It is now many years ago that a shadow of disquiet fell upon our people. Whence it came we did not at first perceive. Words began to be whispered in secret. It was said that we were hemmed in a narrow place, and that greater wealth and splendour would be found in a wider world. Some spoke of Moria, the mighty works of our fathers that are called in our own tongue Khazad-dûm, and they declared that now at last we had the power and numbers to return."